baseball and I was in 28. But I guess that stuff will have to wait. Cause I'm saving on a washer and a wedding ring. I want this stuff to be a lasting thing. Right at the top, that's where you rank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank.
News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel's government meeting to ratify phase one of the U.S. peace deal to end the war in Gaza. Israel's prime minister met with his security cabinet earlier into the night. Per a copy of the Israel deal seen by ABC News, the ceasefire will begin as soon as the government votes to approve it. IDF forces will have 24 hours to withdraw to new development lines. Then the 72-hour window opens for the release of the remaining 48 hostages. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Hostages Square in Tel Aviv, where families are waiting.
Scenes of jubilation, of relief, finally hope realized. We were here two days ago when we were talking about the anniversary of the war and there were still so many doubts. I mean, 2 years since this terrible war began, Palestinians and Israelis can finally dare hope that their long nightmare is coming to an end.
Israeli officials say all 20 living hostages will be freed on Sunday or Monday in one group. President Trump says he could travel to the region for the signing. This is ABC News. After his arrest in Florida, the suspect accused of setting that deadly Palisades fire in Los Angeles back in January made a court appearance.
In court in Florida, federal magistrate ruling Jonathan Rindernecht must remain in custody until his next hearing on October 17th. He faces up to 20 years in prison for allegedly starting the Palisades fire while he was living in Southern California. In court, it was revealed Rindernecht recently threatened his family, saying he was going to burn down their house, a judge finding he is still a threat to the community. And the judge is worried he's a flight risk. Prosecutors indicate seemingly obsessed with fire that Rindernecht started a fire that eventually rekindled and turned into the Palisades fire in January. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A new tropical storm, Raymond, has formed in the Pacific. It's moving along Mexico's Pacific coast behind Tropical Storm Priscilla and Tropical Storm Jerry, churning in the Atlantic toward the Leeward Islands. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they are dedicated to keeping you protected when life takes an unexpected turn. From life, auto, and home insurance to coverage for UTVs, ATVs, farms, commercial vehicles, and properties, they've got it all under one roof. With competitive rates and personalized service, they will bring you peace of mind. Your protection is always top priority. Contact them today at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in protecting what matters most. Because they are not just here to sell insurance, they are here to advocate for you.
Your forecast heading into tonight is calling for a cool one. Look for lows down to 47, southeast winds 4 to 8, clouds moving in, 50% chance of scattered showers around midnight and after. Look for southeast winds 4 to 8, Friday isolated showers around daybreak, otherwise some breaks of sunshine, highs in the lower 70s, southwest winds 10 to 20. Friday night, lows of 43, partly cloudy, and Saturday, look for a nice fall day, partly cloudy, and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Winds are currently out of the south at 2 and it's 67 degrees.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
WRCO 100.9.
Staying single, next thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing. It's 2 a.m. telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. But next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor saying how you doing there, dad. And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know,
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, serving up great tunes and tasty moments right here in Richland Center.
Hey, old friend, thanks for calling. It's good to know somebody. out of kids. Yeah, she's gone, but I don't feel like talking. Might be just too much to bear to hear somebody say it's time to end. Or to hear somebody say she ain't worth it. Cause you don't know like I do. You never understand. And you don't know we've been through. But if that girl's my best friend, and there's no way you're gonna help me. She's the only one who can. No, you don't know how much I got to lose. You don't know. All the little things and I can't cope. It's like a death inside the family. It's like she stole my way to breathe. So don't try to tell me I stop her. Don't try to tell me she ain't worth it.
Yeah. Sometimes a crowd makes me lonely. Sometimes a shot just makes me sad. Sometimes I miss that old small town. Slow down, life I kinda wish that I still had. I can't really pour my heart out on the FM radio, 'cause the way I'm really feeling won't fill up the Coliseum on the edge of Tupelo. Yeah, I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little life long in my front seat. I need the kind of moments to make my whole wide world stand still. I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. You tell me about your hard times, mistakes. Get something that'll burn, I can turn into something I can't feel. Yeah, I want something real, something real. I like a long drive down a back road and pretty girls sitting at a bar. But those roads don't go forever. Pickup lines don't always get her, and that neon just goes dark. I wanna climb up on a mountain. I want love that feels like home. Yeah, I want a conversation like a sunset and a song I can feel down in my bones. Yeah, I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little life long in my front seat. I need the kind of moments that make my whole wide world stand still. I want to hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. You tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn, I can turn into something I can feel. Yeah, I want something real strong. It's something I can hold on to. When the record settles down and there's nothing left around, I'm just looking for some truth. I'm just looking for some truth. I need a little backbeat. I need a little life long in my front seat. I need the kind of moments that make my whole wide world stand still. Yeah, I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn, I can turn into something I can feel.
Dirk Bentley with Something Real. Well, we can tell you something real coming up tonight. It's Reedsburg at Richland Center Soccer. Pregame time of around 4:55. We'll have an early evening news as a result, which you can all hear on WRCO-FM 100.9. Phil Nee will have the call on tonight's game.
Macy's Star Deals Week is back. It's one incredible week packed with epic savings on the best fall styles. That means luxurious 100% cashmere sweaters are now just $79.99. The latest beauty from Shiseido, Mac & More, $30 off every $150 you spend. Plus, exclusive online-only daily flash deals and so much more. It's the one week you really can't miss. Macy's Star Deals Week is going on now. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, TriStar Gifts and More welcomes shoppers with a fresh selection of autumn treasures. From elegant candles and seasonal decor to handcrafted Amish gifts, there's something for everyone. Hunters will appreciate Amish-built hunting blinds, offering panoramic views, insulated interiors, and sealed windows, floors, and runners for ultimate comfort. This fall, TriStar Gifts and More brings the magic of the season to life. Find them on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch in Richland Center.
Hi, my name is Eli Weiss, a 7th grader at St. Mary's. St. Mary's Elementary School and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, October 10th in St. Mary's School's parking lot from 4:30 until 7. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $13 with the option to add extra fish for $3 per piece. Hope to see you there.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh is here. Breathe easier this season. Buy three, get one free on Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filters. Stock up on Rust-Oleum Stop Rust Custom 5-in-1 Spray Enamel. The more you buy, the more you save. Upgrade your garage or workshop with select shelving units at $59.99 and keep things tidy with the Brute 32-gallon commercial grade trash can for only $34.99. Stop in at Ace of La Crosse, Muscadet, or Richland Center. And as always, we appreciate your business.
It's a live auction you won't want to miss. Join Buddy and Lori Dogs for their Living Estate Auction, happening this Saturday, October 11th, starting at 10:30 at 30694 County Highway W in Elroy, with preview from 9 a.m. This is the real deal. After 21 years on their beautiful property, the dogs are downsizing and everything must go. You'll find shop tools, lawn and garden equipment, antiques, sporting goods, music gear, household furniture, and more treasures being uncovered every day. Parking in the pasture and a food stand on site. Bring your friends, your neighbors, and your bidding spirit. It's the Buddy and Lori Dogs Living Estate Auction this Saturday morning at 10:30, County Highway W in Elroy. Brought to you by Judd Realty. For more information, call 608-434-2774 or Judd Realty at 608-524-9800. Be there. You never know what treasures you might find.
100.9 WRCO. Right now I really need a beer with my friends. Pop a top or two and talk about way back when. It's been too long, no matter how long it's been. Right now I really need a beer with my friends.
Don't get me wrong, I try to keep hard right. I talk to Jesus just about every night. I call my mama and my dad at least once a week to remember my roots and keep on planting deep. Sometimes I need to step away and get a different view. There's really something to that honky-tonk attitude. It pulls me out of that everyday sinking sand. I feel better with a cold.
TV. After I work my four fingers down to
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel's government meeting to ratify phase one of the U.S. peace deal to end the war in Gaza. Israel's prime minister met with his security cabinet earlier into the night. Per a copy of the Israel deal seen by ABC News, the ceasefire will begin as soon as the government votes to approve it. IDF forces will have 24 hours to withdraw to new development lines. Then the 72-hour window opens for the release of the remaining 48 hostages. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Hostages Square in Tel Aviv, where families are waiting.
Scenes of jubilation, of relief, finally hope realized. We were here two days ago when we were talking about the anniversary of the war and there were still so many doubts. In 2 years since this terrible war began, Palestinians and Israelis can finally dare hope that their long nightmare is coming to an end.
Israeli officials say all 20 living hostages will be freed on Sunday or Monday in one group. President Trump says he could travel to the region for the signing. This is ABC News.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. There's high school soccer tonight at Richland Center High School, Avitus Rip Field. Tom Stadler is the coach of Richland Center. The Hornets not only hosting Reedsburg, but there are some other special events going along with the match tonight.
Tonight, we will be recognizing the parents that do so much for our soccer program. And so we'll be thanking them pregame at 4:30. In addition to that, we're bringing the youth of the nation to the stadium for Rotary Youth Soccer Night, and we'll be running a lap with those youth players at halftime of the varsity game.
We'll have coverage of the Reedsburg and Richland Center soccer game tonight, beginning with the pregame just before 5 o'clock. The Cubs avoided being swept by the edging the Brewers at Wrigley Field last night, 4-3. Freddy Peralta tries to wrap up a series victory for the Brewers when he starts Game 4 tonight. Pregame time 7:30, first pitch time after 8 o'clock tonight on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450. And Bengals coach Zach Taylor has named 40-year-old veteran quarterback Joe Flacco as his starter for Sunday's game at Lambeau Field. He'll take over for Jake Browning, who was winless in three games. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
Your forecast tonight calls for lows near 45, south winds 5 to 10, skies becoming cloudy with scattered showers overnight. Friday, isolated showers in the morning, otherwise some breaks of sunshine, highs of 72, west winds 10 to 20. Friday night, lows of 38 and partly cloudy. And Saturday, nice fall day, partly cloudy skies, highs of 68. It is a sunny 67 degrees with no precipitation. The barometer is at 30.22 as it falls. Winds right now out of the west at 5. Again, it's 67 degrees.
100.9
'Cause you're gone. Drop the knee.
I know you've heard it all before. You roll your eyes, but your smile says you're in. So meet me by the creek, where today and tomorrow meet, and together we'll say goodbye to that old county line. Do you wanna fly, baby, fly, baby, chase the wind out of this small town? Says we're too young, yeah, they might be right, but you and I were born to chase after the sun. Do you wanna fly, baby, fly, baby, chase the wind out of this small town?
Hometown pride.
Live Country with Shane Prophet, Scotty Berg. Before that, with Dreams on this Thursday, October 9th, which is National Moldy Cheese Day today. And I don't think it's by accident. I think it's actually the kind that you would enjoy. So, yeah, National Moldy Cheese Day today.
Had to be together all the time. So much in love we didn't want for nothing. Back when I was yours and you were mine, somehow we let it slip right through our fingers. Somewhere we left our love along the way. Now after all the life we've lived between, have nothing more to say. Let's put aside the pain and all the sorrow. Stop talking about the way things might have been. If we'd only throw our hearts into tomorrow, tonight we just might fall in love again.
Goes unheard. said. And on the tongue of the old and the young, it's swallowed up with pride instead. You know, with all the trouble and sorrow in the world, it seems like the least we can do is take a kind word into the street and share it with everybody you meet.
Every day, I want to take somebody's hand.
Every day,
I want to let somebody know
that things they can.
Tossed, I wanna
throw them a lifeline.
I wanna reach out
a hand to hold.
Oh yeah,
let them know
there's a light
down at the end of the
Looking for a rewarding part-time job? Culbison is now hiring part-time trip drivers to transport school sports teams, field trips, and operate a weekday morning shuttle to Spring Green, starting at 4 a.m. Monday through Friday. Starting trip pay $17 an hour. You're paid for your entire trip time, including wait time. For more information, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Culbison Terminal on Highway 14 next to TC Auto Works.
The countdown is on for the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge coming to the Richland County Fairgrounds Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Friday's schedule features the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m., truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m., the Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m., and live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Saturday keeps the entertainment rolling with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m., ATV and Dirt Bike Greg's at 11, Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5 p.m., and the Diesel Truck Challenge plus vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. Everything happens at the Richland County Fairgrounds October 10th and 11th. Now, more than ever, keeping your home safe matters. Did you know most people who misuse prescription drugs get them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, October 25th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street, Richland Center. It's the perfect time to clear out old or unused medications. Can't make it that day? No problem. There are four permanent medication drop box locations in our area. The Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you can't reach one of these, simply put wet coffee grounds or kitty litter in a plastic bag. Mix in your medications, seal it, and toss it in the household trash. This is one crisis we have the power to control. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
The Richland Concert Association invites you to another outstanding performance this Sunday, October 12th at 2 o'clock p.m. with the Wingra Quintet, appearing at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Crestview Drive in Richland Center. Since its founding in 1965, the Wingra Quintet from the University of Wisconsin-Madison Mead Witter School of Music has built a tradition of artistic and teaching excellence. They've performed at national conferences and the International Double Reed Society, delighting audiences everywhere. Tickets will be available at the door, just $15 for adults. Students under 18 are admitted free with a paying adult. Don't miss the Wingra Quintet this Sunday, October 12th at 2 o'clock p.m. at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center, presented by the Richland Concert Association.
Wilkinson Auctions is getting you ready for fall with two sporting goods and firearms auctions. We have a collection of over 40 guns at the Hillsboro Auction Yard on Saturday, October 11th, and over 80 guns at the Muscadet Auction Yard on Friday, October 17th. And we're taking consignments of sporting goods, cars, trucks, UTVs, and more. Two sporting goods auctions, Saturday, October 11th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard, and Friday, October 17th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
WRCO 100.9.
Some people clap on a 1 and 3. Some people clap on a 2 and 4. Some people don't join at all, 'cause they got no rhythm. That's all right. Some people, they drink too much. Some people don't drink enough. Some people are just like me. I hope y'all forgive them. I'm like Sky, Tonico bands. I'm like Eastside towns, Zan. I'm always speaking my mind when I'm better off by my tongue. I'm a bad joke at the wrong time. Still, I'm a legend of my own. Church, I'd be hanging with the sinners, talking about Hendrix and heaven. If I was a bar, I'd be a dive. Free jukebox and a double wide. A neon light saying, come inside. And I'd be open 24/7. I'm like Scotch inside of road bands. I'm like Eastside towns, Van Zandt. I'm always speaking my mind. It's a wonder I found somebody like me, like you. I'm like Scotch inside of old bands. I'm like Eastside towns, Van Zandt. I'm always speaking my mind when I'm better off by my tongue. I'm a bad joke at the wrong time. Hell, I'm a legend of my own mind. I'm good for some, but I'm not for everyone. Yeah, I'm good for. But I'm not for everyone.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Israelis and Palestinians waiting to see if Israel's government approves phase one of the U.S. peace plan to end the war in Gaza. Israel's prime minister set to call a late-night vote after meeting with a security cabinet. Phase one includes an immediate ceasefire, the release of all remaining hostages, and a prisoner exchange, along with a partial withdrawal by Israeli troops. Here's ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem.
The Israelis will begin to withdraw. They have 24 hours to redeploy to the new lines, which will mean they'll pull out from controlling about 80% of Gaza. They'll pull back to controlling about 50%, which is still a big chunk, but they will stay there as Israel in the future negotiates for phase two.
President Trump says the hostages could be released by Monday or Tuesday. The president, though, not commenting on phase two talks or the future plans for Gaza and who will oversee the enclave. This is ABC News. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, announcing it's opening a new investigation into Tesla over its semi-autonomous driving technology.
Tesla vehicles running red lights, crossing double yellow lines, even driving into opposing lanes of traffic. Those are just some of the complaints at the center of a new investigation NHTSA is conducting into the electric vehicle maker's full self-driving system. The agency says they haven't seen any reports of fatalities, though several injuries have been reported. The investigation is expected to focus on whether Tesla drivers had enough time to respond to the system's errors and whether the cars alerted drivers. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
If you're thinking about buying a home, mortgage rates just dropped to their lowest levels in a year. They're still high, but